sit down.
Thank you guys for hanging in.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. I know that it's, you're as long, so, anyway. Are you sisters?
No, we're just good buddies, yeah.
Okay, you just look like each other.
We do. These guys are together.
Okay, all right, would y'all like to come up? Then we'll do you guys next, so y'all can go out on a hot day since the brothers.
Catch the midnight show at Gateway.
Do you want to sit?
Do you want to sit?
No, I'm saying she can sit that down.
Oh, okay. Okay, Melinda and Russ Kibler. Thank you, Jesus, for Melinda and for Russ. Russ, almost immediately when I closed my eyes, I just heard the Lord say that you're a man of real strength, you're a man of real faith, you're a man for whom new opportunities and new avenues, even of income, are opening for you. That there, and these are going to be places where you're going to run. There's a place of confidence, there's a place of seeing, and there's a place of, again, you're like another one who's been undervalued. You've been like a diamond in the rough. You've not been seen, and God is going to open up avenues and venues for you where you're really going to be able to run in the areas of your strength, and you're going to be able to just have new revenue streams that are going to come to you, and places of satisfaction, because you are another one, another gentleman who has served and worked, because you have to serve and work. But there's been that it's come short of the dreams of the things that you wanted to do or the real talents that God has given you. The Lord's going to open up doors and cause you to come forth, and He's going to really begin to satisfy you in the places of where you're working and where you're giving your life. And there's going to be money for you. There's going to be ways of doing that. In the interim, where you have lack, the Lord wants you to ask Him. He wants you not to feel any shame or frustration. And He wants you to, you've been really frustrated because it's been like He has asked you to sit and wait, and it's been very frustrating to you that you've had to do that. And it's challenged you. It's challenged you as a man. It's challenged you in your identity. And the Lord says, I am establishing in you a place of safety as a son in my identity that I have given you. I'm going to heal you and cause you to stand in places of strength, and I do not lay any shame upon you or at your feet. You have obeyed me, and it's taken more courage for you to obey me, says the Lord, than it would have been for you to step out and do the things that you wanted to do, or to even to do what you thought was right. But you have listened to my voice and obeyed me, and I honor you in it, and I bless you in it. And I want you to stand in a place of confidence and in a place of peace and expectation that I will open up unto you the things that you need and that your family needs, so that you can have more satisfaction and so you can have the things of life that you need to have. But the Lord is going to bless you and strengthen you. You have, you're like, I don't know what your talent is, but it's like you're an unmined gold mine. Like there are whole veins of who you are that have never been tapped, and the Lord is going to open those things up. You've taken a lot of courage. You have taken courage and done what you thought was right, even though people have not agreed with it, and you had some scorn because of those things. And the Lord just wants to affirm you that you have walked the way He's called you to walk, and that He is pleased with you, and that He's going to bring you all the way through, and it's going to be beneficial, and you're going to be glad again. I know I'm repeating myself, but I just have a sense that it's very important that you know you're going to be glad that you obeyed. Okay, because you're going to see that it was right. And it's going to set you up for the rest of your life to be free to serve the Lord and to be bold to do the things He's given you to do. Okay? It's going to make you more accurate. You're going to affect a whole generation of men around you who are going to see that you are the kind of man who can do the things that the Lord wants them to do, and it will give them courage to also be that man. Because you have been willing to cross cultural restrictions and cultural norms to do what you thought the Lord wanted you to do. It's taken a lot of courage and a lot of bravery, and cause them to be able to walk into places of faith and fulfillment and trust, okay? And they too will know their God in a way that they would not have otherwise known if they had just stayed in the safeties of a paradigm that they understood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Faithful wife and friend. Great support. You have loved your husband, and you have served him in this season, and you have lifted his head whenever his head was hanging low. The Lord is grateful to you for being one who would say, let's walk the way God's called us to walk, and let's not shrink back or refuse, because it's going to cost us something to do it. And so the Lord is pleased with the way that you have stood and the way that you've walked and the way that you've loved. He wants to just reaffirm to you that the things that you've already seen that were going to happen because of this time and the promises that he's made to you, that those are yes and amen, that you have heard and you have seen, and you're going to walk into those things. And there's going to be a great place of life and security that's going to come for you, and a real place of fulfillment, and a real place of validation, because you know, again, you're another prophetic woman. You already have a prophetic gifting that's working in you. You have a great ability. You do see things that are going to happen down the road, very much in your family, but even for other people. And you have a gifting that causes you to even read. You're like a barometer. You see things that are going to happen in very practical terms, you know, in the city, in the town, in the country, those kinds of things. And God is just going to really, you know, use you to be a blessing to other people, to give those things out and to cause those things to help people so that they will know how to walk. And because of the way you two have positioned yourself in obeying and loving the Lord and following the word of the Lord that you've heard, you're going to really become resources and places of authority where other people are going to say, okay, you know, this is what God's doing. This is how he is. This is how Jesus is real. This is how my life is secured. And you're going to just be beacons of a way of life that helps people. And you're going to have this kind of Joseph thing happening, really, in a large extent, because of the way that you see things, where you're going to know beforehand, and you're going to have the technology to help in those situations to cause there to be the savings of people, even a very natural marketplace, real, I need food today kind of ways, you know, that are going to be very practical. And because you're going to see those things, and then you're really going to have, like, technology to know how to help those things. It's going to be very cool. You're very unique and very special. And the grace of God, the knowledge of God, is just going to grow on you. You're going to see more. And don't worry. Everything that you need is going to open up to you at the right times as you need it. You have a great cry in your heart that you want to know more. You want to see more. But there's a place where you're not fulfilled, even in the Lord. And you feel a great lack. And the Lord's just, he's drawing you into that place. And he's going to open those things up to you and reveal himself to you. Okay, you've not come to a place of thirsting where you're not going to be satisfied. Okay? And so just wait for that and trust for that he's going to open those things up to you. All right? And you're going to walk in more strength and more confidence and more security as this season ends, with the real hunger that you're searching for things. It's just going to, it's going to galvanize you. You know, it's like you've already been strong, but there's just going to be an extra, and you're going to be stronger than you were before and more confident even in the voice of the Lord speaking through you, because you're going to know him. It's going to be less about you and you having a gift and more about the fact that he loves people and he's chosen to use you to love them. So it's going to be very cool. So that's right here for you guys. God bless you.
Amen.
Very good.
There you go.
They look like sisters. I'm hanging you two. You're there. God bless you.